Last week got away from me and there weren't enough Your Daily Lexes. It wasn't as daily as it typically is. I can't promise any improvement on that front, but today at least, here's a new Your Daily Lex from me, Lex Friedman, host and creator of Your Daily Lex. I almost said co-creator because I thought that sounded funnier, but that would lead to a lot of questions. Anyway, here's the show.
Your Daily Lex.
First off, a huge congratulations and wow and just amazement and celebration for my pal Dan Morin, two-time Jeopardy champion Dan Morin, as he will now forever be known. But he did put on a masterclass. And even in his third game, which he didn't win, he got into a massive lead and had what I would consider to be some pretty crappy luck on his way to not winning that third one. But he did amazingly well. Really impressive. Very proud of him. But watching Dan on Jeopardy... made me think about a topic that I've discussed on this show before, but here's a really specific example, which was Dan, you know, as with all game show contestants, is sworn to secrecy. I don't know what percentage of them keep the secrets that they are sworn to keep, but Dan certainly did. And, you know, I'm sure that part of the rules are if you leak that you won or lost, that we can take back your prize money or not give you your prize money. Because I think even the non-victorious contestants on Jeopardy take home some money, some minimum amount. But Dan did not spoil anything. I wanted him to, and he did not. So the day of the game, I'm dying to know. And so I am very willing to be spoiled. First of all, Jeopardy's not on until 7 p.m. here. Second of all, I know it's on even later in some places. Second of all, it's not available for streaming anywhere. I don't have Tubi and I wasn't going to get a free trial. Like all that stuff annoyed me. So I could watch it live from my cable company, but they made my TiVo no longer work. So it was frustrating. I eventually watched the episodes of Jeopardy via bootleg YouTube links. Apparently every day, folks capture Jeopardy off their TVs and post it on YouTube. And then eventually Jeopardy gets it taken down. It's a very strange process. Stream it somewhere, you dum-dums. The dum-dums at Jeopardy, the Jeopardy dum-dums, the Jeopardy dum-dums, I like to call them when I can pronounce the words right. But anyway, I was checking all these sites and of course found the Jeopardy fan. And I don't know if the Jeopardy fan lives in a market where Jeopardy is on at noon or if he simply has connections with people who live in said markets. And every day the episode would air at noon and then around 12:30, and every day he still does this, right? He posts a recap of the whole episode. So I was racing to find that guy's updates each day that Dan was on because I didn't want to wait all day. The tension was too much for me. I love Dan. I was excited. I was invested in his success and how he was going to do. I needed to know, was he going to win? And I'm not alone. I talked to another friend who I will leave anonymous because it's not up to me to reveal his desire to be spoiled. But I know some folks were very actively spoiler averse. My pal John Syracusa always is. It's very important to him not to get spoiled. He doesn't like to get spoiled about things on this podcast. Like if I'm auditioning for a show, he doesn't want to know if I got in from me. He wants to hear about it from this podcast, which one of the many reasons we all love John. But with Dan, I got spoiled each day so that I could know. And then I still loved watching the episode, knowing what was going to happen and watching the journey. Just as fun for me. I don't want to be spoiled on like key plot points of television shows that deliver on their promises, but on TV shows that take way too long to get to stuff or that are dangling very juicy bits and not delivering in time. If I can get spoiled, I don't mind it. So anyway, that's my philosophy on being spoiled. You can call me a spoiled brat, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, my day today isn't as hectic as my entire week was last week, but it's not great either. Taking Liam to a doctor's appointment later, which means I've got to pick him up early from school and then drive to this doctor that's extremely annoying to get to. And frankly, a doctor who I find annoying, but who does a good job of Liam. So I have a lot to pack into the first half of my day. So this is it. This is the episode you get. I love you. You're wonderful. Goodbye.
Lex.